Hey, it's Aaron Lush with the Aaron Advantage. Thanks for checking me out. This is episode number 6 of Real Talk Real Estate. Wanted to come at you today with a reality versus reality TV episode. I've built this as Real Talk Real Estate, so I thought I would talk a little bit about the fact that HGTV is a reality TV show or TV station that has some very far from reality shows on it. Everybody's seen the show House Hunters. It's a show where there's a real estate agent working with a couple. They've got three homes that they're going to pick out. They're going to determine which of those three homes is their favorite. And then based off of looking at just those three homes, they're going to put in an offer. And miraculously, every time, the home they choose is the one that they get. It's absolutely crazy to think that there are some people who believe that is actually the way real estate works. The truth is that buying a home is a process of elimination, not a process of selection. So if at any point in time you think, hey, I'm looking at more homes than I would expect because I've been watching HGTV and seeing these people look at three homes, find the one and they're done, that's just absolutely not the case. So today I wanted to talk about the difference in reality versus reality TV on that particular subject and kind of let you know what I've witnessed myself, as well as kind of go through some statistics that I found from the National Association of Realtors from their 2017 profile of buyers and sellers and generational information. So the first thing I want to talk about is, in all actuality, when buyers are looking for a home, they average about 10 weeks of time that they're looking for properties. So this whole notion of getting it done in a 30-hour TV show of finding three homes and being ready to go and knocking it out in a short period of time is just not the case. In most instances, you're looking at about a three-month window from the time you decide you want to buy versus the time that you are actually going to make a purchase on a home. So I always tell people, hey, let me know when you want to be in your new home, because we're going to have some lead time that we're going to have in there, that we're going to be looking at different properties, trying to make sure we're finding the ones that we want to eliminate because we know they're not going to be the right ones for us before we go and we make the offer on that first home that we're going to try to make the offer on. Which, when I say the first home we're making the offer on, that brings me to the second point. In the show House Hunters, they always get the home that they choose. The truth is we are in a very competitive market at this point in time. We are in a seller's market. The inventory is extremely low and demand is extremely high. So the truth is there are a lot of situations where I represent buyers where they're in a competing offer situation where there may be multiple offers on the home. So I've been fortunate enough to help a lot of my buyers win when they're in a competitive offer situation, but the truth is there's a lot of other buyers who may have an offer in on that home that don't. So they're in a situation where they're looking at homes, they found the one they want to make an offer on first, they put in the offer, and they're competing against other people, and they're unable to get the home that they choose to make the offer on first. So that's another fallacy of the show House Hunters. You're not always going to get the one that you choose first. So you need to have that in mind, that there are certain times that you're going to set yourself up for an expectation that may not be met. Now, the other thing is they look at three houses every episode. One, two, three, boom, boom, boom. They're able to narrow it down from those three houses. So what's the typical number of houses that I see people looking at, or the typical number that we see people looking at across the nation? That's a median of 10 homes. So three times the amount that they're actually showing on House Hunters on HGTV that people are looking at before they actually make a purchase. So the truth is, you're never going to look at just three homes and find the one you want in most cases. Now, I can't say that it never happens. I've actually had buyers I've represented that they've looked at one home, made an offer, got it accepted, and that's the home they live in. That can happen, but it's not reality to expect that to be the case. So that is something that's a little bit different than you're going to see on these reality TV shows. The other thing I do want to mention is they do get this one aspect right, that they always have a realtor on House Hunters. Now, not every single buyer who's purchasing a home is going to use a real estate agent. But in the 2017 profile that I was looking at, 88% of all buyers were represented in their transaction by a real estate agent. The truth is, it does not cost a buyer anything to hire a real estate agent in Indiana, where we live, or where I live, excuse me. The truth is like most of the compensation that I'm gonna get is gonna be paid by the seller's commission. So it does not cost a buyer any money at all to work with me. There's no additional fee that I charge. There's no transaction management fee. There's nothing that I charge a buyer specifically to have me involved in the transaction. They get fair, honest, professional representation for absolutely no charge. And honestly, that's why a lot of people still go ahead and make sure that they have an agent protecting their interests and negotiating on their behalf whenever they're purchasing a home. So that's just a little bit of the buying process today that I wanted to talk about. Reality versus reality TV. The only thing real in reality TV is the word reality. So I would like to know what your thoughts are or any questions you might have. So I'll always post these videos. I've actually just started a playlist on my channel as well, or on my page as well, excuse me, that you can find. It's called Real Talk Real Estate. That's the name of the show. So just go to my videos section. You can find a playlist of all the episodes that I'm going to have. I'm going to put those up. You can stay tuned in and watch all the videos that I'm going to have. Let me know in the comments on the video if you have any questions about anything you've seen here today, or you can always send me a message with any other topics that you would like to talk about. If you've got any questions that you discuss that you'd like to discuss on the phone, you can always give me a call at 812-779-6273, and I'd be happy to have a conversation with you. If you've got any other topics that you'd like to know about, make sure you send those my way as well. I'm going to be live at 5 every Monday for Real Talk Real Estate, so I will see you next week. Thanks.